Chapter 32. Brent Roth. Finn's vision shifted to his cave of whispers. The 8 motes of fire element still floated in one part of the cavern, looking like flickering candles. The floor and wall around them were still too poorly lit for him to see. Just like last time, he was sure there was a pattern that he just wasn't able to observe yet. No matter how he strained, however, he couldn't make it out. There was something new that he could see this time. In a section of the cavern separate from where the fire motes dwelt, there now hung a softly glowing gold light. It bobbed up and down slightly, but more or less stayed in the same position. Just behind it was a much smaller, flickering golden light. It phased in and out of view, like it was struggling somehow. Curious, Finn focused on the smaller one. 3/10 of a mote of life element. It looked like the cancer had given him enough for more than just one life mote. There was some left over, but not enough to make another full measure. No matter. There was more life element he'd grab once he learned what his cultivation thing was all about. Choose a mote to begin augmentation.
Not going back now,
Finn murmured, and then focused on the one full mote of golden energy. In wonder, he watched a slight bulge form on one side of the moat. In seconds, it lengthened to a thin string of metallic gold light. The glowing chain was made of a light so dim it was barely able to be seen. It was also finer than a single strand of hair. The radiant string waved slowly in the air like a fishing line shifting in a stream. If he'd been out in sunshine rather than in a dark chamber, he doubted he would even be able to see it. It continued to stretch towards him until, in a moment without time, it pierced the circle of light, and they became one. The effect it had inside of him was impossible to miss. The now familiar warmth he associated with life element bloomed in the center of his chest. With it came knowledge. It didn't come in the form of words or a prompt. It was more like he was being given a fundamental understanding of a basic truth. To call the sensation confusing was an understatement. As he stood in his cave of whispers, his ability taught him how he could use the captured life element. By pulling it into himself, it would connect to the life element already inside of him. That was when he learned, to his shock, that this element he'd been absorbing was not a new phenomenon. It had been in him before the wave. It had always been in him. In fact, Finn blinked as his understanding of the universe widened. Life element was in everyone. It was in everything alive. He blinked and then turned to look at the fire element, golden tether still connected to his chest.
Did that mean?
Finn shook his head. At least, he thought he did. It was hard to know, seeing as how he was floating in some metaphysical space about to absorb a fundamental element of nature. Point being, he had more important things to do than wonder about the secrets of the universe. Namely, eating one of those secrets. The golden tether was anchored to his torso, about 2 inches below his sternum. The energy seemed to be waiting, somehow. Finn's mind continued to process the information his ability was giving him. The knowledge went beyond words, beyond even feelings. It was more like instinct, the same kind of pull that made birds weave nests. His body, or whatever this representation of his body really was, just needed to pull on the element and make it part of himself. Taking a deep breath, he rubbed his eyes. What the hell was he thinking? Was he being brainwashed? Was this knowledge pouring into him, giving him a psychotic break? And then there was the fact that he'd been magically transported into some dark cavern with magical lighting. As he rubbed his eyes again, he wondered, are these even my eyes? Is this even a real place? Am I hallucinating or having some kind of waking dream? There were always more questions. Despite that, he couldn't bring himself to doubt the knowledge, the understanding his ability was giving him. It just rang true on a core level. He couldn't have proven that he loved Lauren, but he had and still did. This new knowledge felt like that. It wasn't just something he knew, it was something that he was. He very well might be going crazy. Maybe this was his mind's way of dealing with Lauren's loss. Maybe he didn't have any magic powers, and he was just drooling on himself strapped to a bed. It just didn't matter, though. He had to operate by the information he had, and in this moment, all the information he had was telling him this was real. He really was in some cave of whispers, and he really was attached to a ball of life he'd stolen from the body of a comatose man.
Yeah, he thought with a rueful chuckle. When you put it like that, who would think they were crazy? Of course, if you could wonder if you were crazy, you couldn't be that fucking crazy.
He began to absorb life itself. Golden light coursed down the tether, the golden sphere getting marginally smaller. Energy of the same color began to shine in his eyes. As it did, he relived moments of his own life, times that he'd thought he'd forgotten. He was 7, waking up in a warm bed with the sun on his face. It was his birthday. He could smell someone making blueberry muffins downstairs, his favorite. In the next moment, adrenaline coursed through his veins. He'd just shot the winning basket in the championship game. A week later at the dance, Nadine Ritchie whispered, "My parents won't be home till Monday." A week after that, her friend Florence walked up behind him, bit his ear, and whispered, "Sprinkles are for winners." Then she'd placed a wet finger on his tongue, filling his mouth with a sweet, tangy flavor. "This is what sprinkles taste like." More images and memories replayed in his mind, deepening his connection to his own life and life as a whole. Finn focused on the tether and willed the energy to flow into him. He quickly learned that he had to actively focus for the process to occur. Early on, he'd experimented and had stopped willing the golden light to flow out of the darkness just to see what would happen. The tether immediately began to vibrate and whip around. He hurriedly resumed the transfer. Finn was almost sure that if he'd taken even another second to start back, the cord would have broken. Somehow, Finn didn't think that would be a good thing. The process continued on for a good long while. Once again, he found he couldn't hurry the flow of energy. No matter how hard he concentrated and pulled, the golden element wouldn't come any faster. What did change was that the longer the process went on, the harder it became. He didn't notice at first, but over what felt like the next 10 minutes, Finn definitely picked up on that he was having to concentrate harder to maintain the flow. It was barely an increase, but it was there. If the initial mental strain was similar to tapping 2 fingers on a beat, then the increase felt like leaving a pause after every 3rd 2-count. It wasn't hard, but it was harder. As the minutes passed and the element flowed, the mote of life grew smaller. It dwindled over the next 10 minutes, and without too much effort, he finished absorbing it all, and the golden sphere disappeared. The light faded from his eyes. Finn looked around his cavern. The full mote of life element was gone. New windows appeared and told him what he had earned for his efforts. "Congratulations, you have successfully cultivated the life element. This has increased the amount of life in your body and its effects." There was an entire cascade of prompts, but rather than reading them, Finn did something much more important. He immediately blinked out of the cave and back into the hospital. Then, Finn clinically examined every inch of his body, paying extra attention to the jewels and not neglecting the crevices. After a few minutes, he heaved a sigh of relief. No tumors. Finn's smile froze. At least, no external tumors. No external tumors that immediately presented and didn't grow larger over time. After frowning over those thoughts for a bit, he just shrugged and adopted another smile. Let's just say no tumors. Though he'd joke it off, using a magical substance he'd absorbed from someone else's cancer had made him feel a bit edgy. He also hadn't forgotten an earlier prompt, specifically one dealing with his hidden injuries that had included 5 cancerous lesions. Little hidden bastards that he'd apparently just been walking around with and hadn't known about until his constitution crossed the threshold. That wasn't even counting the more than 36 precancerous lesions.
Can't forget those little guys.
The next concern that popped into his mind made him check his link. When he saw that only a little over 20 minutes had passed since he'd started cultivating, he breathed out a sigh of relief. Some of his favorite stories were Lit RPG and Wuxia. Dragon's Wrath was still one of his go-tos, and not just because the author's son had finished the books decades later. These kinds of stories abounded with people losing time while they cultivated. When he was younger, he'd always thought it sounded implausible that someone could sit in a cave for years on end. Ridiculous that years could pass in the blink of an eye. Now, it only sounded cuckoo if you didn't also acknowledge that a tsunami of gray fire had given him a status page. But it had all worked out. He'd actually cultivated magical energy like a mystical samurai, and it had made him stronger.
Congratulations. By increasing the amount of life element in your body, you have improved a hidden attribute. You have unlocked the tributary attribute, natural healing. +1 to natural healing. Natural healing, a measure of the speed and extent of your body's ability to correct ailments. Finn blinked.
Hidden attributes, what now?